Page 582. Okay, Dad, you can come too if you want. Right, let's begin. Will God look after me? You might wonder that as soon as you leave Firma and go on to Beacon. You mums might ask the question with your last child going full-time at school. Or dads when you're in danger of losing your job. Will God look after me, you ask, when your cat or your much-loved dog dies? Or when your nan gets very ill and she dies? This famous psalm, Psalm 121, is written to answer that question. Will God look after me? Look, if you've got a Bible open, and I know not all of you can do, look at how it begins at the very bottom of page 582. I lift up my eyes to the hills. And many people, when they read this verse, imagine some beautiful hills, perhaps in the Lake District. They think this psalm is about getting into the countryside and feeling at peace. In fact, we even have a hymn which takes the psalm that way. I lift my eyes to the quiet hills. But it isn't like that at all. Look again at the bottom of page 582. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? And immediately below the number there, Psalm 121, it says, a song of ascents. There are 15 psalms called songs of ascents. Psalm 120 to 134. We begin a series of sermons on them today, and they're almost certainly what pilgrims sang on the way up to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is on hills. Whichever way you come to Jerusalem, you have to go uphill. And at the heart of Jerusalem was the temple, the house of God. As those who loved God walked on, they lifted their eyes to Jerusalem and they sang. They sang the psalm which says again and again, God will look after you. God will look after you. Or as this psalm puts it, the Lord will keep you. In fact, it says it in three ways. First, the Lord will keep you all the time. Look with me at the top of the next page, page 583, at verses 3 to 6. So just listen as I read it. The Lord will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. We get tired and fall asleep. The Lord never sleeps. He stays by us and watches over us. If your mum asked you to stay up and watch something that was cooking on the stove, you might doze off. The Lord never dozes off. He's always looking after us. And then look at verse 6. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. In other words, the Lord will keep you all the time, by day and by night. Ancient Israelites feared the sun. It can get so hot in their country and give you sunstroke. They feared the moon and thought it could have ill effects on you. And perhaps some of you fear the night time, when the moon gives an eerie light and you feel all scared. That's why I had this picture drawn. Because this psalm says the Lord will keep you all the time, through the night just as much as in the day. Then secondly, this psalm says, the Lord will keep you safe. Look with me at page 583, verse 7. It says, the Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. He will keep your life while you are on earth. And then the New Testament clearly tells us he will keep your life when you die. So first, he'll keep you safe on earth. I have 5 children. All of them have nearly died crossing the streets in busy times. And all of them have been kept safe by Jesus. He has kept their life. I remember one time when we were on holiday, I was standing on one side of the road, and one of our children ran out towards me between parked cars. Another car was approaching down the street, and it just missed my child. I felt as if Jesus had come and sat on the bonnet of that car to stop it moving. And my child was kept safe. Actually, it was a much nearer thing than appears in that picture. But of course, people do die. And sometimes they die young or die in accidents. Even then, if you're a Christian, the promise of verse 7 holds true. He will keep your life. At a burial, the family gather around the graveside. A hole has been dug in the ground. The coffin lies beside it. Everyone's very sad. But actually, in paradise, the Christian who's died is there with Jesus, talking with Jesus, enjoying Jesus and his love. They may be looking down from paradise at the burial, but they're not sad. The man is alive, more alive than he's ever been. Even after death, as the psalm says, the Lord will keep your life. He will keep you safe. And thirdly, the psalm says, the Lord will keep your everyday life. Not just the big moments in life, not just the great successes or the big disappointments, not just your wedding day, your first baby, your retirement, your death, but your everyday life as well. Look at the last verse of the psalm, verse 8. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore. Here's a woman. She's off to work. She waves goodbye to her husband or to her children, and off she goes away from her home. But as she climbs into the car, although she may not see him, Jesus is with her in the car. He's keeping her as she goes out in the morning. He will keep her and look after her all the day. At work, as she rushes to get the shopping done, and as she comes back home with the children, the Lord will keep your going out and your coming in, your everyday life, from this time on and forevermore. Is this for everyone? Does this psalm promise that the Lord will look after every single human being? No. You may be surprised at that answer, but the answer is no. Look once more at the very bottom of page 582 and then the top of the next page, verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will my help come? My help comes from the Lord who made heaven and earth. This psalm promises not that the Lord will look after everyone, but the Lord will look after you if you look to him for help. You see, it all depends where your eyes are, whom you're looking to. We're all pilgrims. We're all walking through life. And life can be hard. It can seem like a steep uphill climb. So we need to ask ourselves, where are we looking for help? And if we know our only real help is Jesus, Jesus who made heaven and earth, then we will find he keeps us. He protects us. Some people don't look to him for help. In fact, if we're honest, many people. They think they can manage on their own. Or they'll find all the help they need from their friends. Then, sadly, they miss out on the Lord's help. So let me come back to my first question. Will God look after me? Will Jesus care for me in the high points and the low points? And just as important, in the everyday events of my life? This psalm says loud and clear, the Lord will look after you if you look to him for his help. Let us pray. Just a moment for us to be quiet. We've heard from the Bible, and now we, in the silence, can say a prayer of our own, saying, Lord, I really want to look to you for your help. Keep me. Look after me. A moment for our own quiet prayer to God.